Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marty and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marnie Swedberg.
Welcome, welcome. This is Marnie Swedberg. I'm excited to have you with me today to talk about writing a book when you might feel like it's a little late for you. Our guest today is Opal Dalton, and she is going to talk to us about golden opportunities. We're going to talk about the first thought she has in the morning that sets her up for a God-focused day, what she does when she feels too old to do stuff, the genesis of daily inspiration, her new book. Also, we're going to talk about three miracles from her life, her number one piece of advice for someone thinking about writing a book, no matter how old you are, two of Opal's favorite sayings, and Opal's theme verse for life. Opal Dalton is a minister who has been serving the Lord for over 60 years. She has much wisdom to impart into the body of Christ about her experiences in both ministry and in life. She shares her heart on the challenges and triumphs of being a Christian and learning to live by faith and trust God regardless of the circumstances. You can learn more about her over at Stepping Out Blessed. Sorry about that. Stepping Out Blessed, and invite Opal to speak at your next event over at womenspeakers.com. I'm super excited to welcome you to the platform today, Opal. Welcome.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Marnie. Thank you so much for inviting me. I feel so honored to be on your program.
Oh, that's great. We're going to fix that typo. I think it's supposed to be stepping out, or is it step in?
It is stepping out.
Okay.
Right. And my website. Yeah, and I go by Opal Dalton Ministries, but it's Stepping Out Blessed is my ministry.
Okay. Name. That's so fantastic. Good. We do have the spelling right, so you guys can check that out at your convenience. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Opal, I'm excited to have you here. And you did just have a book come out, which is just it's a nice, big, thick book, 365 daily devotionals called Daily Inspiration. And if you don't mind, to tell us how old you are.
I'm 78 years old. 78 and, years young, Marnie.
And going strong. I'm trying. Yeah, I just love it. You know, I think one of the excuses that we make is that I'm too old, or I don't know how, or, you know, whatever. And you overcame that in your own life to write this book, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I sure did. I think of Abraham and Sarah and how that God had a plan for his life and for their life. And though Sarah, fixed things her way, God's plan prevailed. And they bore the son Isaac, and you know, in their latter years when it was totally impossible, only God could do it. But I just look at my age as being, I compare that, you know, that like Abraham, God can still use me, and he still has a plan, and I just trust him to activate that plan and help me walk in that plan, help me to see it, you know.
Absolutely. If he puts a vision in our heart, then he's going to help it to come to fruition. That's what we know.
Yes.
That's awesome. So in the mornings when you're just waking up, what is the first thought that you typically have?
Typically, the first thing I think of, I thank God for waking me up another day, that he's given me another day, another opportunity. I know that if I wake up, I have a purpose. He still has purpose for me to be here. So I just thank him for life and for breath and giving me another day and for, ordering my day and showing me what his plan for the day is.
I love that. I always like to wake up with the Lord's Prayer, and I personalize it very much, but I just love waking up saying, "Good morning, Daddy."
Oh, that's good.
So what do you tell yourself? What's your self-talk, or what's your prayer? Or what do you tell yourself when you're facing the opportunity to do something and you just think, well, I'm a little too old for that?
Well, there's another one that I remember that has inspired me for some reason for many years, and that's Colonel Sanders. You know, he had so many things he did wrong. He made mistakes. He made decisions, but he kept trying. He just kept trying. Mm. I kept thinking, you know, I've done a lot of different things in my lifetime. Some things I've not followed through. Some things God's inspired me to do, I didn't do. I don't know what all the reasons were looking back upon it, but I'm inspired to know that from his life, I can see how that, how he prevailed in the end. He came up with a recipe for that chicken, and he founded the, you know, the KFC. Right. And even at that, he had problems after that. And he was 62 years old when he had his first franchise, you know, that it was just, it's amazing when I think about his life, and I keep thinking that spurs me on. You know, I think it's good for us to have someone that we look at and say, okay, God, they did it. I can do it too. Right. You know, he was rejected, and he had all kinds of situations that he could have just quit, but he continued on. And I think that's what persistence wears out resistance.
Oh, and that's a great phrase.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So where did the idea for Daily Inspirations come from?
Well, you know, this was, I've thought about how do I share this about how it was birthed. You know, the thing is, I have several things I've written over the years since back in the 90s that I have thought I would put in books someday, but it wasn't Daily Inspiration. When in 2017, I started writing and posting on Facebook what I was praying about in the morning. I was talking with people in different cities, states around the world, praying with people, and I would be seeking the Lord, and I would just write a post and put it on Facebook. I was led to call it Inspiration. That's what came to my mind. After about 90 days, the Lord spoke to me and said, write 365, and this will be an annual journal or a devotional. And so I proceeded to finish writing the remainder of the 365, which, you know, I did over about 6 months, and I have written more, but if that was 2017, I finished that up in 2018. And then after that, you know, there was a time we thought we were going to publish it. We didn't. And so it was kind of just laying there, but it was birthed by me just in the morning, just reading and praying, and whatever the Spirit was speaking to me, I was writing it down and sharing it with people. And they're not, it wasn't like he gave me a theme except this, and that is to, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, make me a blessing, help me draw closer to you. That is the theme throughout. And there are scriptures in all, every day God gave me scriptures, and I would share cross-reference scriptures as he gave them to me by the Holy Spirit. So it's his book, and, you know, I dedicate to my husband and also to the Lord, and, you know, that's, but it was birthed just by just writing in the morning, not even planning to write a book.
That's so cool. That's so cool. And I can say that some of my books have come that same way, where I wasn't really planning to write a book about it, but the way that God gave it and just prompted, that's the direction it should go.
Isn't that something? Yes.
Yeah. And I just do feel like he's so organized like that and coordinated, where we don't have to worry about it. If he has a project in his mind for us, he'll communicate it to us at the right time in the right way.
Yes, he will.
We don't have to worry about that.
That is so right. So true. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. You're going to share a couple miracle stories from your life. So what's the first one about?
Okay, let's see. The first one will be about, I've told this for 46 years, about how God gave me a kidney supernaturally and instantly. Huh. I am the little lady in Mark 5. I had an issue of blood for 11 years and 11 months. During that time, I was raising 5 children, had some of them. While I had the issue of blood, I had 3 of them, and I already had 2 before this all started. Mm-hmm. So I'd suffered for 11 years and 11 months. Instead of having surgery and having the kidney removed, I just, you know, kept suffering, going to the doctor, going to ER sometimes, taking medicine. We spent a lot of money. In 1976, we were invited to a church by a friend, and it was on a Sunday night, the third Sunday night of January, 1976, and I was in a lot of pain, and I was having that issue of blood because it was almost constant, and the pastor stopped the music and said, someone needs an organ, and I went to the front of the church, and she was lying on the floor under a very heavy anointing. I took her hand, and when I did, I just felt the anointing just go all over me, and I laid down in the floor, and I felt like a hand go gently inside my body and come back out. When I got up and I went back, the service finished, and afterward, I told the pastor, and she said, well, go see if you have that issue of blood. She knew nothing about this or anything. And I didn't have, and that's been 46 years. Wow. And since then, I have had x-rays and ultrasounds and things. And this has been confirmed more than at two times, at least two times. And the doctors always say, and they don't know about the story about my kidney. And they'll say, you have two perfectly functioning kidneys. And God just continues to confirm that I have had an instant miracle in my kidney.
That's so beautiful. I always think, you know, God knows how to delight us, and it's so personal. Each person has our own journey with God, and other people maybe didn't have that healing, but you got it. And that is amazing. What a beautiful story. What's a second miracle story you have for us?
Well, the second story is, you know, we make plans and God has an agenda. Yeah. And we hadn't planned to, you know, that we're just going to learn to live by faith or anything. And this was 1974. I know some of these may be older, but it's just that they're so good. And that this is why I chose them, because I know a lot of people are facing things, and maybe they don't understand why they go through things they're going through. And I know with us, we thought we moved to Tampa, Florida with five children. We left our furniture in storage. We had one diesel truck and a trailer. My husband was an over-the-road owner-operator. He had talked to a broker to work out provision, you know, work for us. And we prayed that the Lord would give us the church to attend, the house to live in, and, of course, our provision, which he thought he had worked out. The first night we were in Tampa, we drove by this little church, and I saw this sign that said Revival in Progress. And we went on. We got some sandwich stuff, stayed at Busch Gardens. And the next, and I told my husband, I said, I'd like to go to that little church. And he said, okay, maybe we can when we get settled, you know. So the next day, the Lord opened a door, and this was all miracles. Every one of these were just God's favor and him moving in our life. And he worked out for us, too. We were going to pay by the week at this house, and until we, you know, got the work started and everything. We went to church that night. At the end of the service, Larry Neville was an evangelist that was holding the meeting, and he was shaking hands with people as they as we left. He put money in Don's hand, and Don said, what is this? You know, why? And he said, the Lord told me to give it to you. It's tonight's offering. Well, this was a little strange for us. We, you know, we had no clue what was going on. The next day, Don went to the brokerage firm, and the fruit fly was it had come in and was infecting the fruit. The trailers had to be have a lot of work done to them, and they had to be insulated, fumigated, all this stuff. We were without income for a few weeks in Florida. We did not tell anyone at that church. We did not tell anyone back home. And God supernaturally fed us and took care of us until Don was able to go and until he could make work and get work and fulfill what, you know, his job with the broker.
Yeah, that is so cool.
It's miraculous.
That is so, it is miraculous, right?
Just provision, you know, miraculous provision. Right. But see, God was, he was teaching us to live by faith, and he was preparing us for future.
Yeah, absolutely. And you, you said at the beginning, you know, these are older miracles, but what we find a lot in our life with Jesus is that there are seasons of time when he has to, where he does get to really do some big major visible miracles for us that really grow our faith. And later he can maybe take us through a similar situation where he doesn't do the healing, or he withholds the provision for a while, but our faith is enough that we can still trust him, you know? So
that's right.
Yeah.
That has happened to me and to us. It sure has. And, and we can also believe with other people. We can, what we have shared, it's give us, you know, our, as increasing and growing our faith, it's also helped us to share with others. And hopefully be able to encourage them.
Absolutely. Okay. Miracle number three.
Miracle number three. Okay. This was in 93. I was going to Naples, Florida for a 30-day sabbatical. We had worked out. I'd worked out with a friend who had a home there. She lived at Telco Plains. And she had a home there. And she wasn't going to be there. And she said, you can stay as long as you want to. And that's 900 miles from us. But so I planned to go, and I went by the television studio and made four television programs, and they ran late. And one of the things about this is that in what I'm sharing is, you know, God has a plan, and we need to learn to trust his plan. And sometimes things aren't going our way, but we just need to continue to pray and trust him, because sometimes he's protecting us or he's got something worked out we just can't see at the moment. And so after I left the station, and I left about 2 hours later from the station that I intended to, And then I felt led two different times to just pull over and the side of the road and just pray. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just felt a real heavy drawing to just pray. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And about 9 o'clock, my car started losing power. Now, Don had checked everything out before I left. And so, you know, everything should have been okay, we thought. And so I pulled over and I saw smoke coming out from under the hood. So the Lord, as I prayed, he led me to go to the second exit, which was the exit that had lights. He said, go to the first exit you see with lights. So when I got there, there was a service station convenience store. And there was a motel on the other side of the street. And so I pulled in, lifted the hood, and there was one other person there putting gas in his vehicle. He came over and he looked and he looked under the hood and he said, oh, you've got a broken belt. You'll have to go to the motel and stay tonight. We'll get your car over there and then you can get it fixed in the morning. And so it's like I was kind of in a trance. I mean, I was just, you know, this happened. It was strange. I was just doing what I was told, you know, and this friend of his pulled up and she said, his name was Van. And she said, Van, come on, go out and I'll fix dinner for you. And even by then it was about 9:30 p.m. And he had gotten off from work. He was on his way home from work. And he said he was trying to help me. And she said, bring her with you. And so we went out about 6 miles into the country, got my car stayed, you know, fixed it up at the motel. And went with her, and she just set out a feast of food. And then she said she was a missionary to Jamaica. She had planted two churches, and she started bringing out people to pray over the children and families. And then I was able to give her VCR tapes and things. And you remember, this is 93, so this was. Yeah. I was able to give her some things that she could share. And we shared about 1:30. And Van was going to take me to the motel. And she said, oh, no, she can stay here. I had a private room, a bathroom, a gown, toothpaste, toothbrush, everything. The next morning, she was up making homemade donuts. And I smelled them and got up. And she said, her husband was at the table. And she said, give him your keys. He is the auto mechanics teacher at the local high school. He'll fix your car. Okay, I got my car fixed, no money. I had a house to stay in. I had new friends. We were able to pray over all these people. I mean, this was God. Mm. He's always been good to me, and he's always taken care of me. As long as, you know, as long as we stay doing what he's leading us to do, he will take care of us.
Oh, that's just so beautiful. I love that. I love that. And I love the timing, you know, the pull over and pray. And then right at the right time, you arrive.
At the right time.
Yeah. Right. God's timing. I think I always say when we get to heaven, I think the thing that will surprise us most is the timing piece.
The timing.
How so many of the things that were confusing to us here on earth were about timing.
That's right. That is right.
God's orchestrating a lot of stuff. You got to give him some credit.
Yes, he does. And I think so many times, Marnie, as we get older, we begin to see that he was so many times that we did not realize it. Exactly. And I know the older I get, the more I see just how, even with writing this book, that so many things happened. And, you know, I didn't get flustered over it. I wanted to get it done, but I would say, okay, this is your book and you're leading me to get this book out this year. If you want it out this year, then, you know, it's in your hands. Yeah. It's for you to take care of this situation. And he did over and over and over. Absolutely. We just need to trust him.
Yeah. Yeah. So someone else thinking about writing a book, what would be a piece of advice that you would give them?
Well, for one thing, I would say, don't procrastinate. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Go ahead and start, you know, whatever steps you can take, whether it is putting your thoughts and your words in writing or putting it on a tape or, you know, some sort of a recording. Start getting your thoughts down. Don't lose them, because it's really important that you leave a legacy. You get out of you what God has put in you to share with someone else. And you don't know who that will touch. Don't procrastinate. Do it now. Mm.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell somebody.
So good. Yeah. And I love the piece about not waiting until it's perfect. It's not ever actually going to be perfect. So that's a really terrible reason not to start writing.
I know. And to think that you're going to have all the money or you're going to, you know, everything's going to fall in place. I didn't know who would edit this book. I didn't know who would format the book. I didn't know anything. Yeah. I'll be honest. I've got so many things I've learned from the School of Hard Knocks during this few months of writing this book and publishing it that I would love to be able to share with people that hopefully that maybe it would help someone else. And hopefully it will help me to in the future to get out more books.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So I'm going to ask you for two of your favorite sayings. One of my favorites is there's time to do everything God wants me to do. And I love that because so many times I think there's, you know, feels like there's not enough time. But because God is God, there must be time for me to do everything he wants me to do.
That is really good. Yeah. Well, one of mine is one day at a time, one day at a time. If I, you know, if I get worried about things out in the future, I need to take care of one day at a time, you know. And then the other thing is enjoy tomorrow today, for if tomorrow comes, it will be today. We can't live tomorrow. We live today. So let's enjoy today. And then if there's another tomorrow, it's going to be today. So let's just enjoy today.
You know, those are such on a theme there. It's so important to live in the present. It's the gift of the present. And we miss so much of life when we're worried about what happened before, worried about what's going to come. And God's just all about, you know, I've got provision for you for today.
For today.
Walk faithfully today in what you know to do.
Yes.
Yeah, one of my favorite verses about that is, you know, his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And I always see, like, we can see the cabin off in the distance, but it's a dark night in the woods.
Yes.
And, you know, that lamp, that little flashlight on the path, you cannot see very far ahead.
No.
But all you need is the next step, right? How many steps do you need?
One step at a time.
Yeah. So kind of back to, you know, writing a book or doing a big project with God. Don't worry if you can't see the whole thing, how it's all going to work out. Just step out and be obedient to what you know to do today.
That is right. That's good. Yes.
Did you have anywhere along the line where you just thought, I don't think this is going to happen? I, you know, where you almost gave up?
Well, you know, I don't know how close I was. I was just like, okay, God, it's yours and you've got to do something because I thought I was having someone else to publish it and had it worked out. And it got to the point that in order to get it out this year, I couldn't keep changing, you know, my plans. And but what it was, God was actually letting me publish the book. He was making the way for me to self-publish, totally self-publish the book.
Yeah.
I did not use a publisher at all.
Wow.
And I would have never dreamed I could, you know, I would not have thought about doing that from the first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, but the one that I had, you know, finally worked it out with had a change in her life, which was understandable. I understood why that it happened. But at the time it happened, it was almost like, okay, if it's going to happen this year, only God can cause it to happen. And then that's when he started to open up and show me some steps to take, which I did, put some people in my life, which helped me tremendously. I'll be forever grateful. And I was able to go ahead and finish the book.
Oh, that's so cool.
October the 8th. We released October the 8th.
So great. You know, so many of your stories, you had your plans in place and then your plans changed and God used the change of direction, the change of plans to accomplish his purposes. That's so important for us to remember. It's not our plan anyway. We're just his vessel. Right.
That, if I could say also just one thing on that, that I am very thankful and grateful for those who were publishers who helped me when I was researching and looking for answers. And they took time with me, Marnie. And I want to pay that forward. I want to be able to be a good steward of what's been given to me. And I was blessed by several people that did help me to be able to accomplish this.
Yeah, right, right. And God loves body life. I think that's another big one. Even if you are self-publishing, don't do it yourself. Don't do it all by yourself in a closet. Get some help and get some extra eyes on it. And yeah, so much. This morning, well, it was yesterday, I guess, that God put in my heart. I was kind of overwhelmed by a project he has me doing. And I thought, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. And he said he was going to take me to the point where it was just completing this project was just like walking over to the refrigerator, sticking my cup under the thing, pressing the button and letting him pour it in so others can drink it out, right? And I thought, that's easy, right? How hard is it to do? To just plug into Jesus, let him pour it in so others can pour it out, drink it out of us. And that's what you have modeled here for us. So I just love that. And I was going to ask you, what is your theme verse for life?
My theme verse would be, and I use as Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And I made a little marker to go in the book, and that was my theme for the launch of Daily Inspiration, 365 Golden Treasures, was nothing is impossible with God.
Oh, right.
And so that's it. Nothing is. I mean, you know, there's so many verses, and you know, how it is. There's so many you can't. I can't say I really have just one perfect verse, but that is a theme verse.
Well, you guys are going to love this book. I hope that you will get a copy and share some. Even Christmas is coming, so share some with some friends who could use some inspiration in the upcoming year. You can check everything out over at steppingoutblessed.com.
It is opaldalton.com. We changed that. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes. Opal Dalton.com. Well, that's so easy. Okay, great. And when they get over to your website, what are they going to find, Opal?
Okay, right now, and we are still constructing the website, but right now they'll read a little bit, of course, about me. They'll see, they will be able to see how they can order the book. We also have a sponsorship project. We have someone who will match $10 to each book, leaving $15. And we are donating books through that sponsorship program to women's or men's just recovery centers, prisoners, prison ministries, soldiers. We have covered two recovery centers so far in a month. And we also have sent out seven to other people. So we've had that many sponsored in this first month. And that's so they'll find the information there about the sponsorship project, as well as being able to buy their own copy. And they also can purchase the book through Amazon. Okay, and we do have it on Kindle, paperback and Kindle.
Okay, awesome. Well, you guys
have upcoming events, I should say also, we'll be announcing things. So if they'll keep opaldalton.com, they will be able to, you know, find out events and things coming up as we line up different events.
Fantastic. Well, you guys want to be sure to check that out over at opaldalton.com. And then also, if you need a speaker for an upcoming event, Opal would be a wonderful option for you. You can learn more about her over at womenspeakers.com. And Opal, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Marnie, for having me. I really am honored to be able to be a guest on your program.
Well, thank you. You've been just a delight, and you certainly walk the talk, and not just write the book, but you walk the talk. So I love that about you. All right, you guys, thank you for joining us. Had such a good time being here today, and hope you have a wonderful rest of yours. Check out Opal's book, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.